Oppie had a rash and is now immune. He, Oppenheimer, thinks he's God. Philip Morrison. Oppenheimer went about teaching physics at Caltech, but his heart wasn't in it. I did actually give a course, he later said, but it is obscure to me how I gave it now. The charm went out of teaching after the great change in the war. I was always called away and distracted because I was thinking about other things. Indeed, he and Kitty never set up house in Pasadena. Kitty remained in the Berkeley house on Eagle Hill, and Robert commuted, staying one or two nights a week in the guest cottage behind the home of his old friends Richard and Ruth Tolman. But the phone calls from Washington never stopped, and as the months passed, this arrangement proved to be awkward. Late in the spring of 1946, in the midst of his peripatetic negotiations in Washington, New York, and Los Alamos, Oppenheimer announced his intention to resume his teaching post at Berkeley in the autumn. Though truly disheartened by the moral and intellectual fiasco of the Baruch Plan, Oppenheimer and Lilienthal continued to work together. On October 23rd, the FBI overheard the two men discussing who should be named to the Atomic Energy Commission, AEC, which had been created by the August 1st passage of the McMahon Act. Oppenheimer told his new friend, "I owe you a statement which I haven't thought it discreet to make until tonight, and that is, in a very grim world since I last saw you, I have not been a despondent man. I just can't tell you, Dave, how I admire what you are doing and how it has changed the whole world for me." Lilienthal thanked him and remarked, "I think we are going to get a hold of this damn thing yet."